everybody.
Terry, you don't have to talk right into that.
Talk right into it?
No, you do not have to.
Why do I have to? This is the coolest microphone I've ever seen in my life. It's like I'm talking into a tricorder. It's great when you see three people huddled around the microphone pushing the buttons. Okay, I'm going to continue my, what was the subject? I thought I'd talk about the first time I went fishing, which was a long time ago now. It was so long ago that I was working at a job at Smokewa Shell. I don't know if anybody remembers that. It was a Washington State Ferry that Harold Powell towed up here and parked where Island Seafoods is presently, and processed crab for Trinet. And I got a job there. When I first got on there, I thought it was the funnest place I'd ever worked, because I figured out that all you had to do was go from the break room to the processing room, and then go up the stairs to the case-up area, and then back to the break room, and everyone thought that you had a job. You go and drink coffee and eat cookies, and go downstairs, hang around the processing area, and go look at the case-up people. Well, they found out the second day I was on the job, they thought I was the boss, they made me the foreman. Harold Powell, who owned the thing, said, "Terry, you know, you run around pretty good, you should try fishing if you really want to make money." And I thought, well, I don't know if I really want to make money. At the time, I was living with my friends in a converted chicken coop out in the Baptist Mission. And we figured out that if you had enough money for a big thing of salami and a couple of cases of KB Lager every week, you pretty much had everything you needed. And then we discovered that a sandwich, it was alfalfa sprouts, raisins, and cream cheese, none of which had to be refrigerated. And together provided me with everything the human body needed to survive. It was the greatest time in my life, it really was. And to this day, I'm thinking that I'm still trying to make enough money so that I can go back to that lifestyle. But Harold talked me into it. He said, you know, that John Smee, he's going to go fishing on the Contender. He's going to go halibut fishing. And I didn't even know what halibut were. So at this point, we've just been bagging up dungeons. And I said, well, that sounds okay. He says, yeah, it's a week-long opener. You should go, and you probably could make some money. I said, well, all right, that sounds okay to me. And next time John was in delivering dungeons, I went to him and said, yeah, you know, friends of mine and I, we're probably fishermen. We're not sure if we are not fishermen, but we probably are. So anyway, he talked him into it. And he said, all right, now go down to the marine supply store. You're going to need some rain gear, some gloves, probably some boots. And I remember one of the guys, who went, he looked down at his boots, and he was wearing some pretty nice hiking boots, you know, some other hiking boots. Oh, I got boots on fire. I don't know, you know, I thought rubber boots was probably better. So I went to the marine supply store. We all got the cheapest rubber boots you could buy, which back then was these black ones, that if you ever even stepped on anything, slipped. But so we all went around like this the whole time. And then we went in there, and one of the fellas said, well, the reindeer you want is Helly Hansen's. You want to get Helly Hansen reindeer, which was true back then. And now they seem to sell mostly to sporting people. But back then, Helly Hansen was the only reindeer you could get, and they were, I believe, $20 for soccer pie. $20 for the bottom, $20 for the jacket. And I thought, $40 for a set of reindeer? That's ridiculous. I could get a perfectly serviceable set of reindeer at the cannery issue, and it was $7 for each, $14 for the whole set. And they were made of a sturdy material. It was something about the sturdiness of a good Bounty paper towel sewn together. But it seemed like it would work well to me. Went to the glove section, and the fellow says, well, you probably want these gloves here, these rubber gloves. This is what the halibut fishermen generally use. They're like $5 a pair. Well, I don't know. At the cannery, we just wear these white cotton liners, what we used to call them. The cotton, they were polyester, I think. They looked like the gloves that the white rabbit wears in Alice in Wonderland. And they're probably about as sturdy, too. So we got a bunch of those. You could get a whole pack of them for the price of one pair of gloves. We thought, well, this is obviously the thing to get. And so we spent days and days and days baiting up our halibut hooks with snap-on gear. Thank goodness, because none of us have ever done it before. And took days to bait up what would take us about 3 hours to do now. And we go out there, and we set the gear out. We're snapping it on the line. It's coming off the reel. It's all fascinating. It's just, wow, look at this. Look at this. And we're snapping on the line. And when the fellows in there say, whoop, my glove. What happened? The hook took my glove. Well, I don't think you're supposed to let it do that. And then we're still snapping on. He says, oh, my God. I look over. It's one of those guys' jackets. No, that's not supposed to happen. And So we finally get through the set. They go to the hall back, and all these huge fish are coming up. I mean, these gigantic fish. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And then the fellas, the guy at the rail, the skipper, he's gapping them. He's hauling them on board, and then they're flapping around. And we're like, what the heck do I do with this? And he says, well, it's got a leash on it. He goes, go snap it on the rail there. I was like, well, all right. So we're going around snapping them all here and there on the rail. Well, after a while, we had so many snapped on the rail that we couldn't even stand up on deck. And then the boat's going back and forth, and all the fish are sliding back and forth, and nobody can keep his feet. And we're all rolling around on deck with all the fish going back and forth. And finally, one guy who was fishing with us, Dodge Shave, Manion Bay, it's always easy to remember his name, he gets hooked up on the top of his reindeer. And he's going along, he can't get himself. He can't get himself unhooked. He's sliding back and forth with the fish. He's going, oh my God, help me, guys, help me. And we don't even help him. It was so hilarious, we couldn't stop laughing. And then we got all these fish. Well, what do we do now? We go in and deliver, I suppose. And he says, oh, no, now we got to clean them. So we go into Ocean Bay and anchor up there. And the skipper comes out with a knife and a scraper. And he just puts a halibut on the table. And he goes, right there, I thought, that's probably a bad sign. And he says, he makes a slice. And he goes, well, I know these things have to come out. And he wrenches the gills up to him. He's tearing them out. He goes, all right. And he goes, well, I know you don't want these guts. If I had the cans, you don't like these guts. And he's raking those out. And he's kind of cutting away. And he goes, and then there's these things in here. And he pulls all the whole bunch out. And we're like, well, all right. Then he goes, well, that's pretty much it, fellas. Go ahead and go to it. A day, whole 24 hours, we were cleaning this deck load. And, of course, at the end of it, I look at my gloves. My top liner's white no longer. And not much left of them shredded. And underneath my hands, completely punctured in red and sore, my fingers. Oh, I look around, everyone's in the same state. Our reindeer shredded, covered in salt sores after the first couple of days. This must be why they buy the $20 reindeer. So finally, after days, we're so tired. We're back there, and you get what they call rummy. And you're just sort of staggering around on deck, just trying to not do anything terrible. And we're going to go to set gear again. And we're back there, and you're going through the whole checklist. And you're like, okay, let's see. Hooks, right, pick the hooks. Line, this is line, good. All right, let's see. Overboard. Oh, anchor. Okay, anchor. And the guy just throws the anchor overboard. Boosh. Forgot to attach it. This is so funny. Something terrible has happened, and we're looking at it. Oh, it's okay, it's all right, fine. And I guess I'm out of time now. I learned right then that the price of a good reindeer gear is always well worth it.